the throne of grace, March 4, in the most holy place. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Habakkuk 2:20. I saw a throne, and on that sat the Father and the Son. I gazed on Jesus' countenance and admired his lovely person. The Father's person I could not behold, for a cloud of glorious light covered him. I asked Jesus if his Father had a form like himself. He said he had, but I could not behold it. For said he, if you should once behold the glory of his person, you would cease to exist. I saw the Father rise from the throne and in a flaming chariot go into the Holy of Holies within the veil and sit down. Then a cloudy chariot with wheels like flaming fire, surrounded by angels, came to where Jesus was. He stepped into the chariot and was borne to the holiest where the Father sat. There I beheld Jesus, a great high priest, standing before the Father. Two lovely cherubs, one on each side of the ark, stood with their wings outstretched above it and touching each other above the head of Jesus as he stood before the mercy seat. Their faces were turned toward each other, and they looked downward to the ark, representing all the angelic host, looking with interest at the law of God. Between the cherubim was a golden censer, and as the prayers of the saints offered in faith came up to Jesus, he presented them to his Father. A cloud of fragrance arose from the incense, looking like smoke of most beautiful colors. Above the place where Jesus stood before the ark was exceedingly bright glory that I could not look upon. It appeared like the throne of God. Our crucified Lord is pleading for us in the presence of the Father at the throne of grace. His atoning sacrifice, we may plead for our pardon, our justification, and our sanctification. The Lamb slain is our only hope. Our faith looks up to him, grasps him as the one who can save to the uttermost, and the fragrance of the all-sufficient offering is accepted of the Father. Christ's glory is concerned in our success. He has a common interest in all humanity. He is our sympathizing Savior.